You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. I am joined by Jason Beck, and it's been a whirlwind couple weeks in the Tigers' world. Of course, the biggest change is Al Avila taking over as general manager for Dave Dombrowski. That's important. You notice how I pronounce that, Beck? Avila. His son is Avila.
That was a big step that they made here, was to make that more consistent so that Al and Alex both had the same pronunciation.
So is Alex going by Avila now, or is he Avila still? Are they both Avila now?
They're both Avila now, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the son should have deferred to the father on that one, but that's just me. Anyway,
Given that the son's sitting in the free agency, yeah, you would think it would have gone that way, but no.
Interesting. Well, it's Al Avila's, he's got his first few days in office, and there's continuity in the front office with David Chadd promoted to assistant GM. And just in general, I think there was some question, whether Dombrowski's lieutenants would be leaving along with him or what would be the case. And maybe there are still changes that are coming down the road there, but what's your feel for that as far as the makeup of the front office going forward?
I think it pretty much keeps the inner circle intact. You know, talking with Dave Dombrowski last week, he made it sound like this is kind of what he expected, that he didn't want it to be a situation where there was going to be a camp of Al people and a camp of Dave people and kind of a house divided until Dave decided his next step. I think he anticipated that a lot of the group would be staying together just because, you know, despite the move on him, that, you know, it's a group that's worked together well, and it's a group that gets along and kind of knows each other's opinions and knows the preferences. And I think when you look around baseball, you know, it's a rarity, even after this change, it's a rarity to see a front office with this many core people sticking together for this long. And the fact that they were able to keep it together after a change at the top speaks volumes about how well this group has worked. I think David Chadd's, you know, a guy on the rise. I think he made his name in the scouting circles, and now you've seen him branch out bit by bit into player development and now player evaluation. And this is going to be a huge step for him. I think it's well earned. And I think John Westhoff getting the title of assistant GM, it's going to be interesting to see how that works out, because he's basically been the chief negotiator for them in terms of arbitration and with a lot of free agent signings. So this kind of adds a title to his already long list of responsibilities. And I think what's already been noted, too, is Sam Menzin, just a few years out of college, gets another notch up to director of baseball operations, a title that Mike Smith occupied up until a few weeks ago. And, you know, a lot of people see him as a rising star. He's kind of the, I guess, advanced analytics. Well, I guess that's kind of redundant, but he's kind of the analytical end of the Tigers front office. And, he's made a lot of impact in just a few short years. And I think, this speaks well of his future here. And I think it speaks a lot about, you know, what way this front office might be trending under the new regime.
Well, last time we spoke, Beck, on our last podcast, the news had just come down about Dombrowski, and I'm just curious, with some more time to digest it, how is this move being received in the clubhouse, particularly among the core guys, the guys who are going to be around a while? And I know from the outside there's a lot of questions. Does this affect the way the Tigers go about free agency? And are they going to cut back on spending in any way? And all those, you know, big looming questions, but just in general, how's it being received in that room?
I think the clubhouse got hit by a few blows here. It was still a clubhouse that was reeling a bit, maybe getting back on its feet from the trades of the previous week. And then to have that happen, I think, was huge. I think a lot of guys were caught off guard by it. These are guys who, I think, as Justin Verlander said, Dave Dombrowski was the only general manager a lot of these guys who came up through the organization knew. The fact that he, that it was an internal move and that his successor was promoted from within, I think did a lot for the stability here. And I think it made a lot of guys feel very comfortable. You know, Al Avila was very involved in a lot of free agent signings and really involved in a lot of moves. Free agency, minor league signings, everything. He had a big hand in day-to-day duties. And he had a big hand in bringing a lot of guys over here. So having that familiar face up top, I think made it about as smooth as it could be. I think a lot of guys were hardened by at least the words from Al that they still saw a chance to win this year. And I think those were key turns. But when you look back at the move, I think the fact that he kept emphasizing that we still think there's a chance to win this season, I think said a lot about where ownership was, what ownership was feeling and where they were looking at this season in the context of the big picture. It was a shakeup. And talking with Dave, the fact that there were no contract talks leading up to this, it basically makes it sound like a dismissal. They, pretty much. I don't think that there was a whole lot of sense that setting Dave free to pursue other opportunities. It doesn't sound like he forced the issue, at least aggressively. So, maybe it was a read of the sense on the market. Maybe there's a favor to Dave to let him talk without any fear of tampering. But, it was an upheaval, to say the least.
It sure was. And just in general, between the trade deadline and this one, there's been a lot of drama off the field for the Tigers. And some drama in the dugout the other day between Jose Iglesias and James McCann. It's been a few days since that little dust-up where McCann basically called out Iglesias for dogging it. And I think, if you watch those plays, it's hard not to argue with him. What was your take on that? And is that a situation that's now blown over in the clubhouse? What's the move there going forward?
Well, I think you can kind of take it I think you can take it two ways. First of all, you don't want to have that happen in the dugout, especially with everything else that this team's been
right.
dealing with. Not having to answer questions about that is the last thing they need. And, Iglesias' remarks the next day about not regretting anything, about not advising other players about the way they play their position, that didn't help things, I don't think. The flip side is, I think when you have a team in this situation right on that borderline between contending and falling out of it, I think it's not exactly the worst thing to have guys looking at other guys and making sure that you're not seeing signs of guys giving up or guys playing for themselves. I think you've probably been through this with some teams there in Cleveland. That when you fall out of it, or when you see a team fall out of it, you start looking for signs for looking for their numbers or guys looking out for themselves, maybe not doing what's best for the team. And I'm not saying that's what Iglesias did here. But the fact that you have somebody looking out for signs like that, I think is better than if something happened and nobody said anything at all, especially given the position this team's in. So it's weird. It's a distraction. But in some ways, it's probably something that's not the worst thing to happen right at this time.
If I was with the Tigers, if I was Al Avila or Brad Ausmus, I'd be pretty encouraged by that, specifically who that came from. I mean, there's this thing in this game about, doing your time and earning that leadership status. But here's a rookie catcher, which obviously you want leadership from your catchers in general. But for him to step up like that, I thought was huge, really, because he's going to be a major piece of this club moving forward. And you would imagine Iglesias is as well. And I thought it was interesting as well, and David Price, I'm sure you saw David Price's tweet basically saying there's a future captain right there in James McCann.
Yeah, I did see that, and it was interesting to see, especially coming from somebody who is a big-time star and talking about a guy who's pretty much a rookie at this point. And that was high praise. And I think when you look at the Tigers franchise, this is one of those teams that's kind of built a recent tradition of having field generals behind the plate. Pudge Rodriguez obviously changed the course of this franchise when he signed. And he took a very active role in running the pitching staff here, and I think that carried over to the rest of the team, you know, that intensity, that willing to win. He had a big hand, I think, along with Jim Leland, in changing the mindset of this franchise. You know, that's what he was brought over here for. And then once he left, Alex Avila had a big role in, you know, running the pitching staff, getting everybody on the same page, but also, you know, kind of uniting the team. He was a player rep for a couple of years. He had a role in a lot of team meetings. Yeah, it's kind of become a recent tradition here for Kesha, and I guess it makes sense for a team that's so built, or that has been so built around pitching as this one in recent years, that catcher plays a big role. But yeah, it's huge for these guys, and I think it. You watch the way McCann goes about his business. He's not necessarily that vocal leader, but just, you know, the way he brings it day in and day out, and the approach and the work he puts in with the pitchers. And I guess what stood out to me as far as that goes was, you know, the last game in Baltimore, Norris's first game as a Tiger. And McCann, as much as he praised him about the way he pitched, and that was, you know, his good outing with 7-plus innings and one-run ball, you know, what stood out to McCann was the process. And what he meant by that was the preparation they put into the game, you know, how they went about the scouting report. And McCann said the same thing about Verlander earlier that week. So Brad Ausmus said a few days ago that he's taken on a bigger and bigger role in doing the scouting reports on hitters going into a series and then helping implement them. For a guy that young and with that little major league experience, I think that says a lot about where he's headed.
Absolutely. That's a huge piece for them moving forward. Another huge piece coming back soon in Miguel Cabrera. And, you know, maybe the Tigers can put a satisfying finish on what has been a odd and very frustrating year, I'm sure, for Tigers fans. But the last couple of weeks have been a whirlwind. I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us to talk about all that. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.